So, and Rabbi Shmuel Batalmas, we spoke about the Inyan of Nekama. The Inyan of Nekama that comes, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we said that the end of everything, the end of Parshas Hazino, the end of everything comes, Haninu Goyim Amo Kidam Avodav Yikoin. So we would think that the spitz of everything comes from building the Beit HaMikdash. That's where everything should come from building the Beit HaMikdash. And the Nekama of the Goyim is Agav. You know, to do that in order to get back, to have an opportunity for to have the opportunity. But you see from there that the Nekama of the Goyim is the Tachlis itself. So we mentioned by the on Shavasa Batamas. And the idea is that a Yid that suffers in the Golos and he sees that in the end, his suffering is what brought a greater Gilui Kavod Shamayim when the enemies of Klal Yisrael defeated, and it was through him that he was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him to be the vehicle to bring that Kavod Shamayim, that he had to go through a suffering, but in the end his suffering was the one that by destroying the one that caused that suffering, the Gilui Kavod Shamayim came out and he was chosen to be that carbon. So I was sorry from the kinnis here. It says this morning we said we're hoping for the Nekama. And Tipe Domim Achas Achas Mnuyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts each drop of blood that was ever spilled, any Yiddish blood that was ever spilled, and each one of them is Yez Nitzcham, is like a carbon, is the dam of a carbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, and it's going to be clear that the Nekama of the Goyim is going to bring, that every single dam was part of the greater opportunity being Mekad Yishim Shemayim. We spoke on Shavuos Batamas. So one of the Moisef, there's a Gemara in Tainis that says, in Daf Chav Tes, it says that the year that Tisha B'Av happened, and we're already in the Zman that's between, it's going towards the Zman of the Nechama, which is a Nachem, we don't say it on all the tefillahs, like the Rosh Hashanah asks, but we say it by Mincha, it's already the Zman of the Nechama. So here it says the Gemara, that, Kishchar Beis HaMikdash Bar Yishayna Oysa Hayom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya, U'Motza Yishabes Haya, like this year, Tisha B'Av Yishayna, U'Motza Yishviyas Haysa, U'Mishamrasa Shil Yairoyev Hayasa, V'Alviyam Hayo Oymrim Shira, V'Oindim Al Duchanam, U'ma Shira Hayo Oymrim. What was the Shira? Vayoshav aleim es oinam, Hashem is going to bring back, give back onto their head whatever they did. Uvra osam yatzmisim. Uvra osam yatzmisim. They're going to be destroyed in their ra'ah. Well, he spiku loimar, but the churban happened before they could finish the pasuk. Well, he spiku loimar yatzmisim Hashem elokeinu. Atshiva unochrim vekavshum. They weren't able to finish the pasuk. Yatzmisim Hashem elokeinu. So what's this Indian? They started, they couldn't finish this pasuk specifically. This was the time of the Chorban, was the Yatzmisim, but not Yatzmisim Hashem Elokeinu. It was between when they couldn't finish the pasuk. So what's the Indian of that? Of what's that Indian?
Excuse me, what's the last part of the pasuk? I didn't catch it.
The pasuk that we have, the pasuk is in Tehillim. It's in, yeah, it's at the end of Tzadi Dalet. So the end, the pasuk is Vayashav aleim es oinam, that Hashem is going to give them back punishment for awesome yatzmisim, and Hashem is going to punish them eventually. But the end of the pasuk says yatzmisim Hashem elokeinu, and the churban happened before that. So, what's the bira davar? So the famous Gemara in Makis, at the end of Makis. Famous Gemara that says that Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim were going on the Har Abayis, and it says Kivin Shigur La Abayis Ro Shual Shiyotza Mi Beis Kotche Kotchem Hischilo In Boichem Shualim Hilchu Boy, and Rabbi Kiva Metzachik Tiksev, and the correspondent the connection between the Nevuah of Zechariah, and he was laughing. Because he said, now I see that if the Nevuah Zechariah happened, Talakos and Vosesh is Chabin and Vosesh Uriah. actually iskamo nivosa shall uria isi misyarsha tiskamo nivosa shall zachaya. Kapon Rabbi Kiva was mitzachik. What's the pshat? Rabbi Kiva's mitzachik. I understand you have emuna, you have bitochen, you understand that the lemaisa there's a churban now, but I'm going to see that eventually we'll get out of the churban. But mitzachik is like that there's no siba to, for b'chia b'chlal. So what's Rabbi Kiva mitzachik? So there's another Gemara in Gemara in Yuma. It's an unbelievable Indian here. The Gemara in Yuma says that why are they called Anshe Knesset HaGedoyla? Because they were Machzer HaTorah LeYoishna. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu originally called Hashem Makel HaGodol HaGibah VaAnoira. Asir Yirmiyah VaAmru. Yirmiyah said, Nochre Mekarkrin BeHecholai Ayei Noira Aysaf. Hashem is not Noira anymore because there's Nochre Mekarkrin BeHecholai. So how can you say Hashem is Noira? There's no more midah of Noira. What's the Indian of Noira? Kadosh Baruch Hu is felt. You feel. You see. Is Morgash. So it's Noira. You feel the you feel the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the point that it causes fear. It's so palatable. It's so klar. So it's Noira. So how could you say Noira if there's no more Beis Hamikdash? And on that, what did Anshe Knesset HaGedoyla say? And it says, so in other words, the Midah of Noir expresses itself the most in the Beis HaMikdash. Where do you find that also? You find that by Yaakov Avinu. Man Noira HaMakom HaZeh. That when he found out this is the Makom HaMikdash, he said this, the Makom is Noira. And in Tosfos Yeshanim, he says also, you find the Midah of Noira is connected with Mikdash. Because it says, in the Pasuk, Noira Elokim Mi Mikdashecha. Where is the Noira? It's only the Mikdashach. And what happened? They came along and said, Anshe Knesset HaGedoyla, and they said, no. Also, inu ve'amru, adaraba, punkvaker, zuhi gvurasai, shekoivesh es yitzrai, ve'elu Noira oisav, shalmolei moirai shal kadosh baruch hu. If it weren't be that, kadosh baruch hu was Noira, heich uma achas yichoyu liskayim beina umas. I still see Noira. We still see Noira. Why? Because Klai Yisrael is kaim in the Golos. If Klai Yisrael is kaim in the Golos, then we could still see the Noira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, so you could say that they felt that it's not a Siba to be Mevatel, the Midah of Noira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still, the Midah of Noira is still clear because Klai Yisrael is kaim in the Golos. Klai Yisrael won't be able to be kaim if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Noira. And when you see Klai Yisrael kaim, a person should see the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu palatable, like he's in front of us, that he's here so much that he's being shomer Klai Yisrael, that he should have the same Midah of Noira as in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so to say, it's Noira. But the Lashon of the Gemara is Adrabo. Just the opposite. Adrabo, if you learn the Gemara Nida, so the Rishonim are Medayik, the Gemara Nida, the Dabbez, there's a whole shack of telling you when the Gemara says Adrabo, it's Mashma, the same reason you thought that it's not true is goof why it is true. In other words, the Anshe Knesset HaGedoyla, we're not saying it's true that it's bottle because there's nobody saying Mikdash, but I might say we could say it for a different reason. No, it's not bottle b'chlal. You think it's bottle because the Churban Adraba, it's not bottle at all because because of Klai Yisrael still here. What's the meaning over here? So I saw in the Yisoid Ador in Meir Shapiro, he said that the idea is that what Anshe Knesset HaGedoyla are teaching us is that there is a Midah of Noira in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Midah of Noira that you feel Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. But there's two Eifanim of feeling a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Noira. There's a bit, the Midah of Noira in the Beis HaMikdash, but there's a whole other way to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Noira is when it's not clear and there's still Ashkacha and he's still Kaim and we still see him and he's still in the Golos and we still feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence every day in the Shemira, and then you could see him and peel it off and see how in all the hidden layers and every single thing of Ashkacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu's still there. That's just as much as the Midah of Noira. It says by Yaakov Avinu, it says, like we said, the Raya, that it says by Yaakov Avinu, it says, Manura Amokim Azeh. The Medrash over there says, the Yaakov Avinu said, Manura Amokim Azeh. Hazeh ze bonoi. Zeh is when it's bonoi. The ein zeh, and then the pasuk says, Manor amakum zeh. Ein zeh ki'im beisilkim. Ein zeh, that's when it's charev. Ki'im beisilkim is when it's going to come be built again. That means that the noira is when ein zeh, Manor amakum zeh, when it's built. But ein zeh, even when it's not built, is noira. Even when it's not built on this charev, and we're going to see the goal is to still the midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu's kaim, and it's kaim through the kiyum of Klai, so on the goal is shivim ze'evim, this is umah achas ben shivim ze'evim. This that we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the kiyum of Klai Yisrael, is gufa the kiyum of the midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's nara, the same way that's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's just a different anhaga. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so everything changed. Now we're not going to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu that same way. And Yirmiyo Aman Avi says, if that's the case, then we never begin to be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same. It's missing in the whole Midah, whole Neira is missing. What comes out? Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, no, but look at Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is still Kayim. If Klai Yisrael is still Kayim through the Hashgacha Pradis Adarabba, that's where you see it. And that's, Ein Zeh, Manor HaMokom Zeh, Ein Zeh Kiyim Beis Elkim. But when there's Ein Zeh, there's also that Midah. And what happens? What about the other raya? The other raya that it says, "Noira l'kimi mikdashecha." So, "Noira l'kimi mikdashecha." What's the end of that pasuk? "Noira l'kimi mikdashecha." Kel Yisrael who noisin oiz v'satzuma islam. When he gives oiz to Klai Yisrael, there's also noira. Yirmiyo and Avi held according to the Taisis Hashanim that "Noira l'kim" is only mikdashecha. It's only when we have the Mikdash. And he says, no. That you could have that Midah when it's Noisin, oh, he's a Satsuma Islam. When Kadosh Baruch Hu helps Klai Yisrael, there's also that Akiyam of that Indian. So that means that in the Golas, we could also find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the Golas, we could also find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Yirmiyahu HaNavi said that it's Baltimore, we go with Anshei Knesset HaGedolah that say that there's a kiyum of it within Klai Yisrael. That when you see the kiyum of Klai Yisrael ben Shivim Umais, then you should see the same, that midah of Noyer. And Adrab, it's not Baltimore at all. Rabbi Kiva is able to see in the entire Hanhaga of the history of Klai Yisrael, he's able to see the same Hashras HaShchinas Kayim, whether it's Shualim Holchambai, or whether there's Beis HaMikdash there, there's really no change in the Hanhaga Kadosh Baruch Hu has in the world. He'll still be kind through Klai Yisrael, and therefore it's the same Adrab, you could still see the Midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his Mitzachik. And that's the thing. Lemaisa, so now, what do we say? So we said that in the Golos, there's a Midah Noira in the Mikdash, is a Midah of Noira, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be felt and clear, and we feel him, and we see him in the Ashgach that he has for Klal Yisrael. What's the next pasuk we say in the Tefillah? I don't know where this comes from, this Smichas over here. I don't know who composed this part of the Siddur. But the way we have it is, it says, Noira Elokim Mikdashecha, this pasuk, and then it says, Noisin Oiz V'Satzuma Islam. But then the Oiz comes from, when he gives Oiz, it's also we feel it. What's the next pasuk? Kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos Eifiyah. And eventually that's going to lead to the nekama. Then when we live and we understand that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe that there's going to be a nekama, there's going to be where this is just a step in the process. And this is also part of bringing out the Kavod Shem Shemayim. But the role that Klai Yisrael has and the goal is of bringing the Kavod Shem Shemayim is sometimes we have to suffer, sometimes we have to go through difficulties, and sometimes we have to go through the goyim, being moitzi, the dam of Klai Yisrael, Nishbach Kamayim, but in the end, it's like a carbon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take that Nekama. And all that is part of this process that we see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shemek Klal Yisrael. And in the end, there's going to be this Nekama, and that's the Smichas over here. That's the Smichas between those things. When the And like we said, the simcha of a nekama is when the yid knows that his tzar was part of bringing out the Kavod Shem Shemayim. And only special people are chosen, that they have to suffer, but in the end they'll see it. That's what the Ramchal says, this is the Pshat in the Gemara when it says that when it says in the Gemara that if a person has Yisurim, they should be Mefashish B'Maisav, and if they don't find anything, then they say it's Yisurim Shalahava, and he says that's what it means. Mefashish B'Maisav, maybe he has to get punished. But sometimes it's not all sad. Sometimes Yisurim Shalahava, that Hashem chose him for whatever reason, that he has to bring out the Kavod Shem Shamayim through his suffering. And that's another way of bringing out the Kavod Shem Shamayim. So, but we don't live seeing this. We live with emunah in this. But we don't see the nakama. We don't see this, lemaisa. We don't see it. So, in this kapitel Tehillim, it's that we read, like you said, Yom Revi on the Yom. So what does it say over there? Kel nekam eis Hashem, kel nekam eis Seifia. That we hope eventually we're going to see the nekam, we're going to understand why everything that happened was part of the process of bringing Mashiach closer. But l'maisa, ad mosai rishoyim Hashem, ad mosai rishoyim yalozu, l'maisa, they're being successful, and we see it. And what's the end of that kapitel? It says, V'dam noki yarshiu, v'yi Hashem li l'miskov. But Hashem is my bitochen. V'likai l'tzur machsi. And Hashem, I bitochen in you. And then comes that pasuk, after we know that there's going to be nekama, and we know that there's going to be bitochen in Klal Yisrael, and we have to live with the bitochen, because we don't see it like we saw it in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's still there. It's still the same midah, just we don't see it as much. And sometimes it comes through the form of suffering, and we have to see it. Then what happens? After that, the kapitel starts with Kel Nakomei Hashem. After that, Vayoshev Aleim Es Oinam. That's that pasuk. The Klal Yisrael was saying at the time of the Korban. At the very time of the Korban, they were already talking about that this is also going to be part. There's going to be an akama to this. Vayoshev Aleim Es Oinam. Uvarasam Yatzmisim. What does the pasuk mean? So the Mitzudai says, why does it say it twice? What does that mean? So the Pirush on the Tehillim says, the Pirush on the Tehillim there says, "Yatzvisem vayoshev aleim yoshev ha'oven ve'ha'oven ashechashu latzisli." Whatever they did, uver asam ba'ra atzma sheichinu alai boy achrisem Hashem. Hashem is gonna. It's gonna be midah kenegin midah on every single thing. Yatzmi seim Hashem Elokeinu koyim afim yismameya. It may not happen now, but vaday yachrisim will happen though. It's going to happen, and if we don't see it, yatzmi seim Hashem Elokeinu. The Sfarnai says same thing. Yatzmi seim Hashem Elokeinu. It's going to happen. In Olam Hazeh also, not just in Olam. They're going to be punished. That we know. We have bitachon. But eventually, in Olam Hazeh, we're going to see it also. We have bitachon that's going to happen, but we're going to see it also. Yatzmi seim Hashem Elokeinu. So Klal Yisrael is preparing for the Churban. They're preparing to go into this matzav that they used to be used to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu clear. They don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clear anymore. And as they're preparing for the Golos, what are they reading? They're reading this kapitel Tehillim, and they're saying, "Kel Nekamos Hashem." Everything that's going to happen is going to be part of the process of bringing the Kavod Shem Shamayim out to the Bria, and everything's going to happen. We're going to have the Pitachon. And as they're saying the pasuk, "V'rasam Yatzmi Seim," but they can't say the end yet. Yatzmi Seim Hashem Elokeinu. The Churban happens. Yatzmishem Hashem Elokeinu, the very end, that's when, that we're not be able to always, to zoichet to see it yet. We're not zoichet to see when it happens. We're only going to be zoichet to see it when it happens. When it happens, by Yom Ha'u, it's going to happen, that's when there's zoichet to see it. But before that, it's with bitachon, it's misgavi. So Kosh Boch is bitachon. So, we have to know that when the Shurban, what's the Nechama? The Shurban. We used to be able to see a Kosh Boch clear. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clear anymore. But there's no difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah, Noira is there, and if you're ma'amik into the Ashgacha process of Klal Yisrael, a person will see the Ashgacha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will feel that even the Midah of Noira, you'll be able to feel it. But the Ma'aseh, we don't see it. We don't see it. Yatzvi Seim Hashem Elokeinu, that was cut off. Agam in Yerushalmi, Taka says it finished the pasuk. In Yerushalmi, it says it finished the pasuk. But maybe that greater bitachon, but they didn't. But Al Kapana, here it says they weren't able to finish the pasuk because we don't see it. But we will live with that emuna. We live with that bitachon. So our job is, as you go into those days of the Nechama, our job is we realize that what we lost, that opportunity to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to feel that Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to know with the bitachon that it's still there. It's still there the same way. And then every single Vayez Midam Nitzcham and every tipa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts, every tipa of dam that was ever spilled is going to be a carbon. And a Yid is going to see that very guy that kicked him, that very guy that killed him, that very guy is going to suffer, and he's going to be the one that's going to bring out the covenant Jewish man from his own blood. But in the meantime, we have to live with that bitachon and with that avas Hashem. When Cheryl's a mice, last year, we had a drush from Adav Khan, and he said over a story that to bring out this point that a yid, no matter what happens, our job now is to live with emuna and to live with avas Hashem. Chavis Alvava says, Chavis Alvava says, K'mesh Omer Echad Min HaTzadikim, the tzaddik would say, Kom Balayla V'Omer L'Kai, Hir Avtani, you made me hungry, V'Eira Maz Avtani, and you left me naked with no clothes, V'Machashake Alayla Hishavtani, and I was, you left me where it was dark at night, V'Uzcha V'Godlecha Nishbati, but still I see your godless, Im Tisrfeini Ba'esh, and if I get burnt, you burn me in the fire. It will just cause me to have a greater ahava. Even if I'm killed, I still reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu in that matzav. Shared a story that in the times of the Second World War, so there was places, many places that you didn't have to hide. And when the Yidden went to hiding, they would hide in like a cellar or a bunker that was hidden. But there was no food there. And in order to survive, they would send that one shliach, one person. And that one person would go and try to rummage around to find some food and have to bring it back. And if the German soldiers, Yimach Shemam, they would see that this Yid was there, they wouldn't kill him on the spot. They would follow him and see where he's going. So now they knew where the Yidden are hiding out. And in many of the places, that cell, they would light it on fire. So now they knew that that would be the end of those Yidden that were hiding there. So afterwards, there was, people went to see all these places where tragedies and terrible things happened to the Yidden. And they went to one of these cellars. And they found over there a piece of paper on the floor. And the piece of paper on the floor was written by a Yid that was being burnt at that time, just for being a Yid. And he says over there, and he used his last moments that he was alive to write a letter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the words of the letter that he read. I don't know what his source was for the story, but he read to us this letter. And the letter says like this. Dear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the last few moments of my life, I want to share my feelings towards you. I understand that you took away my business and you took away my house. I recognize that you even took away my wife and my children. And now I realize that you're taking away my life. But there's one thing that you will never take away from me. That is the love that I have for you. And that was the last words of this Yid, who is being Mekayim, this Inyan of the Chavis Alvavas. And most likely this Yid never heard of this Chavis Alvavas, Pashat Yid. And he didn't have to know about the Chavis Alvavas. But the Yid knew that the same Avas Hashem that we had in the Beis HaMikdash, and the same Avas Hashem and the Neira and the Godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we felt in the Mikdash, we feel with us no matter where we are in the whole Golas. We go through the Golas, and everything that happens is part of the process of bringing out the Gilui Kavod Shemayim. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring out suffering, it's all from the Ahava that Hashem has to us. The Avoida Klai Yisrael lives is with Bitochen. We know that it's true. And Klai Yisrael was preparing for it the whole time. As they're coming into the Beis HaMikdash to destroy in the Beis HaMikdash, as the soldiers are coming in, Klai Yisrael is saying this Kapitel Tilam, and they know that they're going to come in, they're going to destroy everything. But they said there's going to be an Akama for this. There's going to be the Gilui Kavod Shemayim that's going to come out from every single part. And we, our job, is to live with Avas Hashem. Is to live with Avas Hashem, even in this matziv. To be mechazik in our Avas Hashem. To be mechazik in our bitachin. To know, like the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah tell us that we have to know. Adarabba, hein hein neira oisav, that we could see the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tremendous godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in watching over us in every single step of Hashgacha Pratis. And every tzar that happens, even now, currently, we see every tzar that happens is a tremendous silver lining. And that's just to remind us that there's Hashgacha Pratis. But the silver lining is not the point. The point is not the once in a while that we hear the Nisim and we see the Hashgacha. That's to remind us that it's all about Hashgacha. But there's going to be tremendous Gilui Kavod Shemayim from everything, from the Nekama that's going to happen. And look, we started off the pasuk, Haininu Goyim Amoy Kidam Avodav Yikon. Faker. We said, isn't the tachlis to bring the Beis HaMikdash? Adrabah. The tachlis is this. The tachlis is living through the Golas. The tachlis is living through the Golas, and it's a greater Gilui Kavod Shemayim. When we live through the Golas, and we know that everything's happening by Hashgacha Pratis, and then we're waiting, and we see that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Nekama, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the lives of every Yid, and the suffering of every Yid count towards bringing out the Gilui Kavod Shemayim. And then we see that that's a greater Gilui Kavod Shemayim than the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't need the Beis HaMikdash after that. The tachlis of everything in Parashas is seen, the whole history of Klai Yisrael, Zareninu Goyim Amoy, Kidam Avodav Yikoyim, V'nokam Yoshev L'tzar V'chipa Ad Mosei Amoy, that's the greatest tachlis. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal Kvoidoy by doing that. And in the meanwhile, in the Golas, our job is to shift into the times of Nechama. The times of Nechama is reminding us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to bring us back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that moment is going to come. And when that moment comes, we're going to forget the Golas Kachaloyim. And this, the same midah that Hashem had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, that's how he's going to bring the Geula back. Be'esh Yitzata, we just said. Be'esh Ata Asid. Livnoisa, which means Zoicha, that we should be, go from the Avelas into the Nechama, go from realizing the Churban to seeing the tremendous love Hashem has for us. Live like this Yid. Then no matter what happens, we see the Avas Hashem, we see the Bitachin, and if we see the Bitachin, we see the Avas Hashem, we'll be zeichet to see the Nekama, and we'll be zeichet to see the Geula, Shleima, and Ere, Yameinu Hashem, should send the Nechama to all of Klai Yisrael.